A political and governance expert, Dr. Eric Oduosai, says the EC should crack the whip on the NDC and NPP for failing to submit their financial statements for audit within the stipulated time. In an interview on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Oduosai said the two defaulting parties should act quickly by writing for an extension of the period to prevent the inevitable. He spoke to Cecil Obudaiwuntum.
When we look at the political parties' laws, I think the EC has been very slow in cracking the whip when it comes to filing of assets and liability statements. Look at the law under Section 13. The political parties were supposed to have filed their statements of assets and expenditure 90 days after issuance of a final certificate. After that, they are also supposed to file their assets and liabilities 21 days before any general election. So the law makes specific provision for EC to continuously monitor the financial activities of the political parties. The law also provides that after the general election, within 6 months, the political parties are required to again submit their statement of assets and liabilities, what we call the balance sheet, to the Electoral Commission. In the specific instance of returns and accounts of political parties, it is Section 21 of the political parties law that makes provision for that. One would have thought that the other requirements under Sections 13 and 14 should have been complied with. EC should have prompted the political party to comply with that one. In that case, EC would have some baseline based on which to request this particular information. Under Section 21, the political parties are required to submit within 6 months after every financial year, that is from every 31st December, dates of its accounts, sources of its fund, membership dues paid, contributions or donations in cash or kind, the properties of the party and the time they were acquired, and such other particulars as the commission may require. So then the commission should have sent the message to them 1 month or maybe 6 months or 3 months. Now, the law requires that failure to submit this, or even when you submit it and you make a false declaration, the EC has the right to revoke your certificate or to strike off your name from the register. It's rather unfortunate that the two leading political parties that are well established, they have been in government before, have delayed in submitting this document. It seems to me that the EC has been very slow in cracking their hope. That is why they have given them a laxity of time to do all of that. But again, there is another question that one needs to ask. What is the internal capacity of EC? Analyze the financial statement if they are submitted to the Electoral Commission. Because this involves serious financial statement analysis. We never let establish who is contributing to the political party. Where do they get their money from? How much membership dues are they getting? What are the donations? Which properties the political parties have? So I think we have to put all these structures in place. It is better late than never.
Let me find out from you if the EC fails to crack the whip, like you said, can an individual take up the challenge and say that I am going to court on behalf of the Electoral Commission for these parties to adhere to these regulations?
I think an individual can go to court to compel the Electoral Commission to perform its function. That individual cannot go to court on behalf of the Electoral Commission. But you can go to court to compel the Electoral Commission to get this political party to do full disclosure of their operations in terms of their financial transactions. And I think that is what the EC would have.
Dr. Oduosai advised the EC to set up a special decentralized financial audit unit to handle such assessment in the near future. He said the EC should also devise long to short term strategies to avoid a repetition of this anomaly.
When you look at the NDC and the NPP, I can tell you that the NPP and the NDC are big political parties. They attract funding from all over the world. Their properties are spread across the country. Their transactions are very complex. Both of them have been in government before, so they are very careful in what they put out there. And they want to be sure that whatever they put out there will pass the test. That may be the reason why they are doing that. But I also believe that in the interest of peace, in the interest of courtesy, in the interest of professionalism, the two political parties would have to write to the Electoral Commission asking for an extension of time to enable them to meet the requirement. Because this is a legal requirement. And since they have been in government before, and one of them is in government, it cannot fail us and Ghanaians not to present their financial statement. Because accountability is critical on the part of all political parties.
Okay, now apart from waiting for the two parties to go for an extension or write for an extension, moving forward, what would you suggest the EC should do immediately?
Immediately, I would suggest that the EC should, one, set up a financial monitoring unit within the head office and decentralize that unit in such a way that they will be able to promptly and quickly follow up on financial statements. Two, the EC should quickly start analyzing the ones they've received and then give feedback to the political parties. Three, the EC should quickly engage an external auditor or an audit firm of an international repute to support court all the political parties to put the accounts in order. And then four, the EC should never allow this to happen again. They should develop a short to medium term plan to ensure that we step up their financial monitoring mechanism so that we can fully operationalize the requirements under the political parties.
Okay, now before you go away, is the law explicit on the kind of sanctions that must be meted out to the political parties who fail to adhere to these regulations?
The law is clear that failure to submit it can lead to the cancellation of the registration of that political party. It's a serious offense, and EC has the right to cancel the registration of that particular political party.
So the EC can stand on this law to say that NDC, MPP, for this reason, you will not participate in 2016 election?
Not only participation, they can sack off their names as registered political parties in Ghana, fail to submit it.